Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, wow, it's already April 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders. Brilliant. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, the recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available on demand in your Roku player and at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. The headline says, takes on the U.S. government again. I think it's an unfair headline, to say the least. I don't think going to support AB, that's Alpha Bravo, AB 408, a state's rights bill, a land rights bill, I don't think that's taking on the government. I think it's just expressing support for legislation, okay? They say Bundy and Fiore, that's Michelle Fiore, fight federal control of land with AB 408. That's all true, but they missed the fact that there's a lot of state legislators, or what they call them, assemblymen and women in the state of Nevada, supporting the bill as well. A listener emailed in TZ and said, hey, we were talking about the color of one's collar that's at issue, because we talked about blue collar and how it's kind of a slap in the face. Well, you got blue collar workers and white collar workers, and what's the color of the collar of the elitists, huh? Anyway, our listener TZ emailed in and said, hey, man, it's not the color of the collar, but whether there's a lease attached to it or not, huh? Great point. That was our one. Brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Hour two, we had our guest on, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. If you want to help him with his medical bills, GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. We talked about prosecutors will not charge former IRS Commissioner Lois Lerner. And they say she's off the hook, man. She can plead the fifth. She doesn't have to perjure herself. No problem. It's all good. And I agree in people's Fifth Amendment rights, ladies and gentlemen, but I have a little bit of a concern when you agree to lead an agency. At some point, do you give up some of your rights when you lead the agency to where you have to testify of what you did or did not do as leader of that agency? At what point do you have your own individual ability to plead the fifth and not be responsible, but at the same time lead this organization where you have an oath that you've sworn to? I'm not suggesting someone loses their rights, but I am kind of saying, can somebody be in those scenarios compelled to testify? Compelled to lay out the truth, compelled to demonstrate that they've upheld their oath of office? Where does one end and the other begin? It's a great discussion and question. We have really moved forward in the last several years to try to have someone held personally responsible for one's actions while serving under oath, if you will. And I support that general idea because that's where accountability starts, right? If you have the threat of being arrested and thrown in the clink for your unconstitutional personal actions to violate the law of the land, then there should be personal accountability for those, quote, personal actions. Okay, so she violates her oath. Then she pleads the fifth. All I'm telling you is Hillary deletes all of her emails. At what point is there real accountability? I don't want to suggest these people have lost their rights because they serve in positions of authority. However, I do want to say there needs to be a fine line there. And right now, as far as I can tell, it's all going to the favor of the bureaucrats who really go out on a limb on their own personal agendas with a hostile agenda. Hillary Clinton's one. They take personal actions that create accountability, sometimes death, as in Benghazi. Sometimes real hardships to conservative organizations, such as the Lois Lerner. When do they become personally accountable? And maybe we say something like, you know, you have the right to plead the fifth because that's your right. We're not going to take your right away from you. However, that will be used against you when we determine your violation of your oath of office, right? All right, 11 Atlanta government school officials, educators, if you will, guilty, found guilty in cheating trial. Now, don't worry, they just have community service, and it's pretty light sentences for these government school educators. Again, this is what I'm talking about. When you get placed in a position of trust, when you get placed in a position of accountability where you swear an oath or where you, do you have extra accountability? I think so. Can we always pretend they don't have any personal liability ever? I don't agree with that. Is there a way to keep their Fifth Amendment rights and their rights in place, but yet hold them accountable based on their oath of office? I think there is. The longtime legendary voice of the Utah Jazz, Rod Hundley, or Mr. Hot Rod Hundley, has been silenced. He died at 80 years old. Hot Rod Hundley was the franchise's, meaning the Jazz's, lead broadcaster for more than three decades. He passed away a week ago in Phoenix. Family and friends around him. All right, we talked about Barack Obama, Hussein Obama's idea to have mandatory voting. Vote or pay a fine. President Barack Obama made the suggestion that voting should be mandatory. You got to be forced to vote or fined. Now, he's not pushing for executive order at this time, but he's throwing the suggestion out there to see what kind of a groundswell he gets, huh? Do not pass. Go directly to jail if you don't take care of health care or voting or all kinds of reasons. Folks are getting fined for using too much water in California, even. Listener Fred says, hey, man, why don't we start a national health care co-op? He's right as rain. They do have these health share programs. And I got a webpage up, GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. If you can donate to it, please do. I'm trying to work on a way where we can go to Washington, D.C. and bring all health care ideas to the table to let Americans know other options and to hopefully provide some ways to make Barack care or Obamacare less onerous, if you will. Anyway, there are healthcare co-ops, but they're really called ministries, and they got them. My favorite one is Samaritan Ministries, Fred and others, if you want to look that up. Samaritan Ministries, you can check it out. But yeah, a listener emailed and said, you ought to check out the Canadian healthcare system and have somebody talk about that. I agree. I absolutely agree. I'll bring all issues to the table. Let's go. Anyway, check it out. Get involved if you want to fund it and help us make this a reality. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit. Speaking of right as rain, California water war begins as shortages turn scary. California governor orders mandatory water restrictions. Scary to say the least. All right, now this is a weird final story we talked about yesterday. With gratitude for one of the most tenacious public servants, I guess Nevada brothels are hoping to throw a retirement party for Harry Reid. It's just weird stuff is all I can say. You know, Harry Reid's a Mormon. I'm not here to judge his character on a religious basis. I disagree with most of his policies. But they say he's very true to his religion. And so this brothel idea would be a slap in the face. But if you look at his political career, maybe it makes sense, huh? Hard to tell. Strange brew, to say the least. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Available on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Liberty Roundtable. Free. Live and on demand on your Roku. Also available at LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to click on Help Us Grow and donate today, we'd love your support. LibertyRoundtable.com. Also, you can turn any phone into a radio and listen live. Listen to the station in progress, if you will. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable on a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Monica Lewinsky's in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. You know, they say they're going to bring her back. Now, when I say bring her back, I mean not really from the dead or anything, but she's been, kind of, I guess you could say, out of the limelight. But the, old media is saying that, hey, man, she's probably a secret or a key to getting... more views or more folks watching. It's not what I call, a reason to watch exactly.
Well, let me kind of just preface this for your understanding, Kurt. We've had news babes on TV for a long time.
Yes.
And the news babes, it's not even really that you pay attention to what they say. You just like to look at them on TV, kind of turn about and flip their hair and move their body and do what they do. Well, now we're seeing the dawn of the sex babes coming to the airwaves, Kurt. Because now you got Monica Lewinsky and you got these other women. Their only claim to fame is their sex acts, Kurt. We'll talk about it. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, let me clarify what I'm saying. We've had news babes on the TV for quite some time, Kurt, but they don't quite flaunt it enough. They don't quite, they think they're there for the news. You know what I'm talking about? Well, they know they're there to kind of be sexy, too. I get it. But all I'm telling you is now we're moving into the era of sex babes on the airwaves. And what do I mean by that? Look, Monica Lewinsky now being brought back as kind of a star-studded leader or something like that to somehow bring mojo or power to the Barbara Walters kind of scenario. You look at this and you kind of say, well, what on earth is going on? What is Monica Lewinsky's claim to fame? She only has one issue that makes her famous, and that's her sex acts. Kurt?
Well, it's sad to say, but I can't find anything else, and I would call her more like infamous. But, you know, anyway, the View, they say, you know, and frankly, I don't remember ever really watching The View. Of course, I don't have regular TV, so I couldn't really tell you what is on there. But it's an ABC program, and they've got, surprise, but they've got declining ratings, lower ad revenue, and, you know, troubles, at least there. And so they're trying to find something that works. I don't know if you want to give them some suggestions.
Well, Kurt, is there anything really in Monica Lewinsky's past, her history, her education, her work experience, her that would suggest that she really has the ability to be the star-studded, quote, person or diva to bring back, you know, TV voters and viewers and, you know, vote with your dollars and watchers and entertain? What does she really have? I mean, the most she was a, what, college, whatever, slash intern? I mean, what gives her any authority or experience at all? They want to run around and say, Sam, you shouldn't be able to get into this event with your news pass or your press pass because, you know what, you created your own network. You don't have a, you know, broadcasting degree or whatever they want to say. And now they're just going to let Monica just jump to the head of the some of the top TV places in the world. I mean, what gives her any even – she's only got one issue that even makes her a household name, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and it's in my opinion, it's not really a positive issue. It's certainly not a reason.
Unless you believe
say,
in modern society no. That's immoral, that you say, hey, we just need a sex babe on TV.
Well, okay. Right. In the HollywoodReporter.com piece about the whole thing, they say the former White House intern was invited to serve as a guest co-host following her successful TED Talk about cyberbullying and the price of fame. They say after more than a decade of avoiding the limelight following her affair with President Bill Clinton, Lewinsky slowly has been moving back into the public eye with appearances like giving a TED Talk and writing a guest column for Vanity Fair. But, you know, they're not really reporting the real story, like you just talked about, Sam, and that is that this is a lady that the only reason anybody knows about her is because she, well, basically committed one of the, I guess you could say, the top 10, and you're talking about, you know, illicit problem kind of activity in the highest office of the land, and she was there as a part of it.
Yeah, and let me make my points clear, Kurt. I don't mean to just act like Monica is nobody, okay? She's a daughter of God, and that should be plenty, right, Kurt? Okay, I don't mean to say that she's worthless. I believe that we're all Heavenly Father's children, and we all have value, okay? However, I do believe that in society we have to somewhat earn our stripes, so to speak. You know, you put somebody in charge of a little bit, and if they do well, then their influence and capabilities and responsibilities grow. That's how most of us kind of got where we are, so to speak, become who we've become, whatever you want to say. And I think the same should be true for Monica. And the problem that I have with it is, really, I believe the abuse is abuse of women. By sending a message that all you got to do is be a sex pot and, hey, you can be famous. There's several other women I can point to that that's happened to. But anyway, what I'm saying is I think it's abuse of Monica. Because, really, should she be put in front of the nation because of her involvement with an adulterous president of the United States? Okay, see, to me, it's a mockery of her to put her there. Now, to let her live her life in relative, I don't know what you say, silence or quiet or not in the limelight, so to speak, that would be appropriate. But I have a problem with this whole idea. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's really sad. Okay, so she's put in front of all these people because, hey, she was the gal with the dress. She was the, okay. It, to me, it's really abuse of women. And I think it's super sad. And so I'm not going to be focusing on the details here. I just want to make a point that, you know, well, what did Jesus say when the woman was caught in adultery or whatever? You know what? Go thy way and sin no more, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's not what we're doing. We're saying become a rock star and capitalize on your less than appropriate behavior. That's kind of my problem with the whole thing. Okay, Sydney Leathers is another woman who was the same way, Kurt. She became well known because of her, well, she decided she was going to do porn stuff, and she was the, right? Well, you got the same thing with what's that girl who was the, she wanted, you know, the government to pay for her birth control, Sandra Fluke. Yeah. Okay, I can name several of them. But look, these girls, there's nothing that they bring to the table in terms of talent, expertise, experience that would justify their, quote, national fame, except for sex. And I think that's sad. I think that's the exploitation of women. And I think it's wrong. Now, they would say, well, Sam, you just believe that your woman should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. No, I don't. I don't believe that at all. I believe my wife is my equal. Equal before God, and should be my equal before government as well, in terms of our unalienable or unalienable rights. However, me and my wife are different. We have different capabilities, different, aptitudes, different capacities as male and female. That's the way God intended, and the two of us come together for the greater good, for the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, the synergism of a marriage. That's what I believe. But I don't believe my woman or my wife is behind me in any way. Now you say, my woman, what do you think she is, property? No, I think she would say, I'm her man, and I'm glad to be hers, and I'm glad she's mine. Not in a physical property ownership sense, in a love sense that we voluntarily give each other our hearts, our love, our dedication, our energies, our commitment. That's what I'm talking about. I don't mean mine in terms of ownership. I mean mine in terms of I'm glad that she gives me her heart. And I willingly give her the equal same, by the way. All right, a pizza delivery man wasn't thinking things were cool, was he, Kurt?
Well, yeah. In this case, what you've got is a guy that basically, trying to remember the town, but basically what you've got is there was a car dealership that decided to order some pizza. And when they did, of course the pizza guy showed up and, the order came to like $42. All right. So the people handed him $2.20s and $2.50s and, thanked him basically. He cruised. Well, a little bit later, they called the pizza place and said, hey, where's our change?
Now, hold on. He left because when they said thank you, he assumed, and I would submit to you rightfully so, that it was a tip. What they should have said was, hey, you know what, please give us some change. But they didn't do any of that. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live on your News the Networks Refuse to Use Freedom Loving Friday broadcast.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, man. Car dealership needs pizza. They order. Pizza guy comes, delivers the pizza. Bill's $42. The car dealership gives the guy two 20s and two 5s, so $50. Why they gave him two 5s when they could have given him one 5? I don't really know. However, that's what made the guy think, well, it must have been a tip. You know? I mean, why would they want change if they gave me an extra 5, you know? Just kind of saying. And so the guy leaves. The pizza guy leaves. They call up. Now the dealership calls up and says, hey, man, what? You're supposed to give us our tip. Kurt?
You mean our change, right?
Yeah, I mean
you
our know, change.
And so, anyway, then the pizza guy, you know, has to take his time cruising back from what's called the Palace Pizza. And he cruised back and, you know, gave him their, you know, $7 or whatever back. And, you know, there was some less than congenial chatting back and forth between the car dealership individuals and this guy. In fact, one female employee said, you know, hey, you know, I want to basically get this guy's job or whatever. I want to put my foot in your blank, you know, et cetera. And, you know, and then they decide to call up and, you know, get this guy fired. they say on the Blaze story, they say in the end, though, the Palace Pizza manager told the Boston Globe that it was the owner of the dealership who came in later to apologize, which is, you know, good. The bottom line is sort of ended in a good way, in my opinion. Number one, it got reported. They even started a GoFundMe campaign for the thing.
GoFundMe.com/I love pizza. What is it, Kurt? Come on.
Well, it's GoFundMe.com, and it says /XX9JS. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you what that means, Kurt. When you set up a GoFundMe account, they give you this random series of numbers. And if you're not smart enough to then go in and there's a place that says create a friendly domain or whatever for my thing, you can add a name or whatever. These people just didn't do that part. They should have, though, because I'm telling you, their campaign will grow big time comparatively if they do. I love pizza or something like that. Help the pizza guy or something, you know.
Yeah.
How much is raised?
They say their goal was $2,500. Right now, after the coverage from the Blaze and then the Daily Mail.
Yeah, they're at like 30,000.
31.6 of 35. They say 2,985 people in the two-month period put this money together to get Jared his tip money. So anyway, I think he's going to get his tip money as far as I can see.
There you go. And I support the effort. Yeah. What I mean is I don't know that I would have set it at $2,500 per se. You know, and then they're already at 3,500, you know. We've fought and scratched.
30,000, you know.
Oh, 30,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and all I could tell you is I don't know that I would help him raise that much, but it's kind of sad to me when Sheriff Richard Mack has a heart attack and we only got 38,000 and we've been working at it tooth and nail. And then this guy basically just has this happen and he gets... I'm not saying what happened to him was right. I'm just saying it's interesting how some campaigns just grow virally and others don't. Anyway.
Well, it's, you know, so much of it has to do with, you know, who chooses to put them on, you know.
That's
you know,
right.
What is chosen.
And their connections, and then, you know, I'll give you an example. The Blaze is all too willing to help the pizza guy, the poor pizza guy, but they're not really willing to help Sheriff Richard Mack.
Well, you know, they've got such a tight schedule.
I hear that.
Really no space for, you know. Anything like
well, this
that.
Other guy, speaking of money, Kurt, this other dude, well, he could have got rich, Kurt, but he was just too humble. I'm just saying. Dateline UHP, what's that? The Utah Highway Patrol, Kurt?
That's right, Utah Highway Patrol. Now, you know, you can imagine, Sim, I mean, you and I have gone up and down the highway a little bit. This guy was basically traveling to work, you know. He sees, this big bag kind of thing roll out of a truck. Turns out the bag was like 4 feet high, 2 feet wide, you know, 75 pounds. And, you know, at first when he sees it roll out, he's like, oh, man, I better pick that, you know, pull over and pick that thing up so that, you know, it doesn't cause a traffic hazard, you know, whatever you want to call it. Turns out, you know, it's basically a bag that rolled out of
a... He opens up that dude and he goes, hello, operator.
Anyway, it's a bag that rolled out of a Brinks truck. Now, I'm thinking, you know, these are the guys that are Mr., you know, security. You know, armored cash transportation, they call it. And I'm just... thinking that this is not exactly what they want to have their company known for. Is we just, you know, had a 4 foot by 2 foot bag of 75 pounds worth of money that rolled out onto the freeway and somebody picked it up for us. Anyway, the guy's name was Kennedy. Now, I don't think there's any relation to the, you know, other Kennedys that we're familiar with. This guy's name is Dan Kennedy, and he ran to retrieve this bag, and they say basically then when he saw what was in it, he called the Highway Patrol, and three Highway Patrol officers showed up. One trooper, Brady Zog, said it was clear for everyone to see that it was just wads and wads of very cleanly stacked 50s, 100s, and so on. It was not a big bag of nickels, that's for sure, he said. Anyway, they say it was unclear exactly how much money was in the bag, which, you know, they tell you about the size. The bag was full to the brim with smaller, roughly steak-sized plastic bags. And one of the individual bags looked like it had about $22,000 inside. So, you know, you got all these bags and there's, anyway, just huge amount of money. The sack of money was just sitting there because he had thrown it into his trunk, into the back of his car, they say, but I assume that means his trunk. The officers, one of them said, never in all my years I had heard I'd heard of a bag of money bouncing out of the back of an armored truck. He said, that's something that happens in the spy movies. Anyway, the trooper said, Kurt. Yeah,
but you know, Kurt, let me just kind of tell you, if we didn't have this bogus fiat currency, this could have never happened. I'm just saying.
Good point. Anyway, the trooper said he was grateful. Kennedy's first instinct was to promptly return the cash. Now, I like this part. He says, seals of the individual bags were still intact. He hadn't disturbed it at all, so he obviously did the right thing for the right reason. It's not like he had to sit down and have a moral dilemma.
But here's the problem that I have,
Kurt. Dither on it.
They say that, but then they keep asking him if there's another bag of cash.
Right. Well, the Brinks workers wanted to make sure. Maybe they had another one roll out that they didn't tell anybody about.
And maybe somebody else wasn't so moral.
Yeah. But anyway.
Now, here's what I guess happened. I guess this guy, once he got the bags, he tried to flag down that truck, and that dude just kept going on and not even paying attention, right?
Yeah, he couldn't catch up to him.
Maybe he had headphones on. He was listening to Jay-Z or something.
Yeah, I guess he didn't listen real good when their money starts rolling out of the back. But Mr. Kennedy said that he was jazzed all day long. He thought it was kind of cool, but he hadn't been approached for any sort of reward, by the way. Now, they do say the legal ramifications would have been very complex if the bag had been hit and the money spilled all over the road. Now, you talk about a, road rage going on then, or road, I don't know if you'd call it road joy. The cash would have been considered, they say, discarded material and difficult to trace to its owners, depending on the condition of the bag.
Well, it makes you wonder if the guy just kind of, pinata style helped that occur.
Yeah, that would have been even more of a news story, But anyway,
stands in the middle of freeway with baseball bat.
Spreading cash.
Sharing the wealth. All right, this is a very scary story, but I'm going to bring it up because I think it's vitally important, Kurt. Dateline vaccination operation. Ready? 19 kids in Summit County, Utah, diagnosed with whooping cough, despite being up to date on all their vaccinations, Kurt.
Yeah, just, so in other words, these kids are all vaccinated, but they got the stuff. So, what? Right?
Roger that. What gives? Well, the answer is more of the truth is coming out. That's all. All right, IRS has some interesting things to say. We'll tell you about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hey,
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour of the broadcast is brought to you by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right. Think Teton products, T-E-T-O-N, TetonSports.com. All right, Kurt, the IRS is in the news, huh?
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, just real quick on that whooping cough story, you know, it's interesting to me, the report, when it first came out.
You got to tell people what we're talking about, Kurt.
Well, the headline was basically of 19 kids that were all vaccinated with the, whatever vaccine that's supposed to make sure they don't get whooping cough in a county called Summit County. And, you know, they all came down with the whooping cough, and so they weren't whooping it up very much. But now they say it's increased up to 34, and they're still following the same line, the government bureaucrats, that they say, man, you're just lucky your kid was vaccinated, you know, or else they'd be even sicker, of course, you know. And so then they do tell folks that, hey, you know, if your kid is showing any signs of sickness or something, it might be good to keep them home from school. And I'm kind of thinking maybe they should point out where the real problem is. If none of those kids were in there all, you know, hanging out with each other, they wouldn't have this outbreak. But, you know, there's no mention about how you got to shut down the vectors of disease, the government school, Sam, in the story. But anyway, one more time, the vaccine boys get the free ride, huh?
Yeah, and my big point to focus on this would be to say, hey, why are they not admitting that, hey, the vaccines then must have been part of the cause for this, or at the least, not the solution to prevent, right, Kurt? And now the question is how many of these other kids are infected because of the vaccine, and or because the vaccine doesn't work and they become vectors and spreaders of disease. They've wanted to try to blame this all on those who are not vaccinated, and they've tried to really assert that we ought to have forced vaccination campaigns or forced jab campaigns, because these unvaccinated, you know, ne'er-do-wells are kind of a danger to the whole society or to the system at large. This proves that ain't really correct. What do we do with those vaccinated folks that may be now infectious? And so, in my opinion, this really is a key. It got mentioned in the news, but it's not really talked about much, Kurt. It's just kind of like, we mentioned it, and now it's swept under the rug.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't really fit the narrative that they want to promote, Sam. And so, you know, that's why you have to work hard to try to find these stories, and then you have to bring them to light, or else nobody's even going to notice them. They just kind of get swept under the rug. It's like this IRS story. You know, you've heard of the talk about getting rid of the, you know, IRS, the income tax, et cetera.
I've heard of the talk, even, Kurt, but I've never seen any real substantive.
Yeah, well, good point. You know. And this particular story, the chief there at the IRS, Mr. John Koskinen, he's basically saying, hey, you can't abolish us. You know, you can't talk into Congress. You know, you can't get rid of us. And I guess he's rejected the GOP, which means the grand old party, the Republicans' proposals to abolish the agency. He insists the United States has to have a tax collector in one form or another. Now, Sam, you might want to enlighten him about how, you know, we've had, what, 100-year-plus history without the IRS? How did it work before, Sam?
Well, without the IRS, you mean?
Yeah.
Or do you mean before we
from
had dishonest 1787 money?
From 1787 to, well, that's another point.
And I'm bringing this up. Hold on. I get the question, Kurt. I mean, here's what I'm trying to break down. You see, back in 1913, we went from honest money to dishonest money, from an asset-based economy to a debt-based fiat, you know, create fiat or fake money out of nothing, out of thin air. Okay, and the point
this
that I'm getting
at is why the term 13 is an unlucky number.
I hear that. Except for when the 13 colonies threw off King George. But, hey,
good point.
Who's counting? Anyway, what I'm telling you, though, is the seeds were sown with dishonest money in the first place, Kurt. And then when you add insult to injury by adding an IRS to the mix, it gets really bad. So my point becomes the IRS was implemented earlier, but it didn't really take prominence until World War II when it was considered a temporary tax to take care of the war kind of an idea, Kurt. And so what I'm getting at is when you say, what was it like before? Well, the answer is it was a slow dismantling of what made America the economic engine of the world. And so what was it like before 1913, before we had dishonest money? Well, it was an absolute prosperity bonanza, to say the least, where we led the world in an economic boom that could not be stopped, that was the envy of the world, that was never really tried to date in such a organized, stable, substantial way. That might be the best way to describe it. And so what was it like before 1930? It was incredible. Was there some booms and busts? Yeah, there were. I'm not saying it was perfect. But I am saying it was much better than the swings we have now. Then after the IRS and after World War II, you know, we had what's called false prosperity, Kurt, where all you got to do is flood the economy with money. All you got to do is let the IRS take the taxes. But by golly, you're justified in paying your duty, Kurt. I mean, you believe in America. You're loyal to your country. Wave the flag, buddy. Pay your part. And it worked well then, kind of. At least it appeared to. But then the IRS became the enemy of the world, the enemy of the American people. And slowly but surely, things have become worse and worse and worse over time. But again, I submit to you that it wasn't when the IRS got cranked up that the seeds were sown. It was when the Federal Reserve got cranked up that the seeds were sown for destruction of the American economy, way of life, freedom, and to dismantle the most valuable, prosperous economic engine in the whole world. And the reason I kind of articulate it like that, Kurt, is because I want to make sure that we really go back to the source. There's what's called cause and effect. I believe the IRS is an effect of a dishonest money system. I don't believe that an IRS would have been allowed in an honest money system because you couldn't take things from people near as easy. There would be intrinsic value in things. And so I don't believe that the IRS could have even been created and or got off the ground if it wasn't for the fiat money system. And you say, well, Sam, how's that? I mean, the IRS could still take your gold, can't they? Well, yes and no. Let me explain. The only reason that the IRS was allowed to be created and exist in the first place, Kurt, was this idea that, man, we gotta support that. We gotta stop hi-ho Hitler. Sam, look, this could just destroy the whole world, Sam. And so we gotta fund it. Well, the only way they could have funded these unconstitutional wars in the first place, Kurt, was with this fiat money. If they didn't have it, they could have never engaged to the nth degree as they did. They could have never fleeced the people into being taxed as hard as they were. See, honest money creates and forces honesty and accountability and transparency. Without that honesty factor, it's pretty easy to manipulate the people and back the people into deception and eventually. So under the guise of patriotism, the people were deceived. I'm submitting to you that they would not have been able to be deceived if there was accountability and transparency under an asset-based economic system where there's intrinsic value. The people would have been taxed too hard. They would have never tolerated it, Kurt. And so I submit to you that that's the real seeds that have been sown. And you can't understand one without really going back and understanding that whole picture. So what was it like before? When we had honest money, it was fantastic. Without honest money, it's just been a downhill slide ever since, sir. And it'll continue to get worse until the eventual fail or rout of the failed system. It's always what happens, Kurt. That's historically what happens to fiat currencies. So there's my
answer. It is interesting that they, both showed up at the same time. It reminds me of the question where people say, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You got basically 1913 with the income tax and the Federal Reserve, being created the same year.
I say it's not the chicken or the egg, though. I submit to you that the IRS could not exist without the Federal Reserve in place. You could not get the Federal Reserve out. In other words, you couldn't implement an IRS and then a Federal Reserve. You'd have to do the Federal Reserve first, because that's the only way that you deceive the people into allowing this prosperity while you're fleecing them behind the scenes. See, the fake money, fiat money, creates hidden inflation taxes on the people. And you couldn't do that in an honest money scenario. So there'd be counterbalances. When we want to talk about the war, people would not go for it. They would realize the economic cost would have to be transparent and paid for now, without the borrowing and without the fiat currency allowed under the new system. See, they would have never been deceived into this. And so that's kind of the deal. You wouldn't be able to continue with these propaganda scenarios without the fake money or the Federal Reserve in the first place.
And to prove your point, Sam, it's pretty interesting when you look at the older money and you watch the changes from 1913 up to current, and you see right on the money itself, it identifies itself as basically being, well, not legal money, which basically means that, hey, it knows. I mean, they knew what was going on, but most of the time, you know, these little changes, they occur over a, you know, quite a time, and then people go, how did we ever get here? And on this IRS story, it's interesting to see how, you know, where the big chief of the IRS said, hey, man, you guys can't really get rid of us. And yet, you know, then he does say that, hey, there's kind of a reason that people are kind of ticked off with the complicated tax code. He said, I think that's a lot of what's behind, you know, get rid of the IRS. It's really get rid of this complicated tax code. Talks about Ted Cruz wanting to get rid of it, and Senator Rand Paul saying he wants to scrap the tax code. But the real solutions are, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to have an IRS. We didn't have a government thing collecting taxes before it. Go back to what works in America. There are some real solutions there, huh, Sam?
And ask Glenn Beck why he finally admitted Ron Paul was right on that very point, but why he hasn't done anything to help us shut down the IRS, huh? Just ask Glenn that for me, would you please? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt, 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up in mere seconds. You want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. You're going to help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.